right, hello and welcome to Stranded for yet another week. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. My name is Matt, your host for the next hour. If you're new to the show, feel free to find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. Our Twitter handle is at ozstranded, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. Settle down, settle in, and have a listen now to some fantastic sounds, starting out with the legendary Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. We're revisiting an album, arguably their best album. It's very hard to, I guess, definitively say which is the best Nick Cave album, because it's so damn good, just about all of them. I think it was his 8th album, Let Love In, which came out in 1994, and I think this was the first time I discovered Nick Cave. It was when this album came out, and it was a mammoth album. It's when they really perfected their sound, after, of course, Nick's experiences in the birthday party and the boys next door in Melbourne and London in the late 70s and early 80s. And then Nick Cave and Bad Seeds put out a number of incredible albums. Henry's Dream from 1992 was amazing as well. But this album seemed to be the one where everything coalesced, and their profile was raised. They ended up playing Lollapalooza. And these songs just have so much power. It is, I guess, a concept album about love, but not in the hold my hand kind of lovey-dovey kind of love. There's a lot more darkness and twisted characters in this album than the average love-inspired record. Of course, Nick is very good at character portrayals of the darker side of life. So we're going to play for you 3 tracks from this record with love in the title. Do You Love Me, the lead-off track, from Love a Man and I Let Love In. Also on the show today, we have new tracks from Middle Kids, Jim Bryson from Ontario. I'm going to introduce you to a Kiwi artist named Avant-Gale Bowling Club. That's the name of the project. So stay tuned, we've got lots of great new music ahead. But let's go back to 1994 now with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from the amazing album Let Love In. Let's start off with the lead-off track, Do You Love Me?
I love you. beside her, yet I seem so obsolete and small. I found God and all his devils inside her. In my bed she cast the blizzard out. Mock sun blazed upon her head, as so completely filled with light she was, her shadow framed and hairy and mad. Our love lines grew hopelessly tangled, and the bells from the chapel went jingle, jingle. You love me, you love me, you love me, you love me like I love you. Devotion. She had a mind full of tyranny and terror. Well, I try, I do, I really try, but I just err, baby, I do err. So come find me, my darling one. I'm down the ground, the very dregs. Here she comes, blocking the sun, blood running down the inside of her legs. The moon in the sky is a battered and mangled, and the bells in the chapel go jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, 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 jingle. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Like I love you. Move toward their end. I knew before I met her that I would lose her. I swear I made every effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her. Crazy bracelets on her wrists and her ankles, and the bells in the chapel go jingle, jingle. You love me. There's a devil waiting outside your door. There's a devil waiting outside your door. And he's bucking and braying and pouring at the floor. And he's howling with pain and crawling up the wall. Oh yeah. There's a devil waiting outside your door. He's weak with evil and broken by the world. He's shouting your name and he's asking for more. Give him more, give him more. There's a devil waiting outside your door. Yeah.
the door, it opened just a crack, but love was shrewd and bold. My life flashed before my eyes, it was a horror to behold. A life sentence sweeping confetti from the floor of a concrete hole. I let tormentor come in such a cunning disguise. I let love in. I let love in. I let love in. I let love in. Oh Lord, tell me what I've done. You're sitting all alone and hear a knocking at your door. The air's full of promises. Well, buddy, you've been warned. Far worse to be love's lover than the lover that love has scorned.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. There we had it, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, three tracks in a row from the Let Love In record of 1994, my favourite Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds record, and the first album I got of the band. I was just at the perfect age to be blown away by the power of Nick's music, and this record in particular, and I've been listening to him ever since. And I went back in time too and discovered the birthday party and the boys next door, and yeah, he's an Australian icon for a reason. We heard Do You Love Me, then Love A Man, and I Let Love In, all from the record Let Love In from 1994. Let's get into new Australian music now. Jackson Carroll is a new solo artist on the scene in Sydney. His debut single is Holy Hell, an indie track. We're going to play it for you now. Middle Kids are three-piece from Sydney as well, who are becoming quite well-known. Real Thing is their latest single. I believe it's from a record coming out called New Songs for Old Problems. And then we're going to switch to New Zealand. We do play Kiwi tracks here on the show. Avondale Bowling Club, interesting name for a project. It is a project of a gentleman named Tom Scott. It's very much jazz influenced, jazz and hip hop. Now, and this has really blown up apparently in New Zealand. The album has had a lot of interest from press and fans alike. And John did a big tour late last year. We're going to play for you a track from this record called Friends. So here he is. First up, Jackson Carroll from Sydney, Middle Kids also from Sydney, and then Avondale Bowling Club from New Zealand.
Streets. Old boy sitting in the dark with a light bulb and a lighter in the sand like a pyro. Just come put the thing down like an iPhone. Got too high, flipped out like a psycho. What's he gonna do? Where's he gonna go now? Lost, I heard he was living in a motel. Broke up with his old girl, then he broke down. Took it out on the best bro, they ain't bros now. What you really know about shit like that? 31 years old, addicted to crack since way back. How you gonna quit like that? Try kick that shit, it'll kick right back. Move back with the old girl, got kicked out. Move back with the old man, got kicked out. Whole life been an addict, can't quit now. He just gotta have it, can't sit down. I remember when he used to turn the whole fucking room up. Wasn't anybody cooler back then. I was just a fucking loser. But you knew me before I blew up. Before anybody gave two fuck. Show love, so I gotta show you love back. Real shit, man. That's it for you, bruv. This one here. Old boy lying in the hospital lonely, doped out on the dope, looking all dopey. Had a little too much fun, then he OD'd. Just trying to keep up with all the homies. What you gonna do? When you gonna go out when your hometown looks something like a ghost town? And a bro roll around with a whole pound like, oh well, might as well have another blowout. How you gonna slow down just like that? 5 years in, she just gapped like, fuck that. I probably would have reacted the same way. I don't know nothing about that, can't say no. Too much for one human to think about. Chew them up and then she just spit him out. Till they figure out a better way to get it out. Pour me up, I never hit a sin ginger ale. Cause I probably would have done the same thing anyhow. If I had that shit to forget about. Gotta get it out, gotta get around. Why settle down, sit down, bruv, let me get around. It's a beautiful night, don't wanna spoil it. While we doing coke from the top of the toilet. Let's toast this bottle full of poison to a life full of pain and disappointment. You remember when I used to live off tinfoil and tuna. I gave a sip about my future back then. I was just a fucking user. So look, I ain't tryna judge you, bruv. You just keep on doing what you do, bruv. But I gotta be straight to ya, because I'm the one who introduced you. So this here,
yeah, this one right here, this one
here
for you, this one right here, yeah.
Guess they do drugs. Now it's kinda like they do us. Did it until we did too much. Everything off of that really can't do much. Started out on them blue doves, then moved up to that yellow school bus. Now it's like I need two duds just for a buzz. I need to get a new buzz. It's been too long, my guilt's too much due. Guess it's time that I grew up. Time to retire, I'm tying my boots up. All of that youth that I had, I used up. I'm too old for these new drugs. Too clued up to be queued up for this club. This scrub just spewed up on my brand new blue Pumas. Somebody call me an Uber before I turn into Tua. Who got the oolest? Look, ain't nothing wrong with no looter, but I'd rather be at home banging that loofah. My brain's already screwed up from all the shit I chewed up. I'm about to grow me a tumor. All my friends are stuck in the past, still dancing the future. I was conceived by two users. I was supposed to be a loser. I had to see my old man cooped up in an orange jumpsuit trying to shoot up. I seen the sky, I seen the sewer. I seen the sign I should have seen sooner. I seen my best friend pack that flute up. 1 year later, we tied that noose up. This one here.
They don't. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We have some new music there. First, a Sydney-based artist named Jackson Carroll. That track was called Holy Hell, and it's his debut single. Then three-piece from Sydney as well, Middle Kids with Real Thing. From the record New Songs for Old Problems, the latest release, and then Avondale Bowling Club from New Zealand with Friends from the self-titled debut record, which is making big waves in New Zealand. I'm wondering about Australia. I'm not sure if that project's had exposure in Australia yet, but quality songwriting there from Avondale Bowling Club. Let's get into the new Canadian music now. That's what we do here on the show. If you're a new listener, we generally play tracks from Australia first in this first half of the show, and then Canadian tracks. Let's start out this part of the show with an Ottawa band named New Swears. They have a record out, it's a single called Bon Voyage. It's got a very cool film clip, and it's from a record called Night Mirror. And after that, two artists have been nominated for the Edmonton Music Awards. So we'll shift over to Alberta. First up is Noella Charles and her track Danger from Distant Danger, the record, which has been nominated for one of the best releases from Edmonton of last year. And then also Trent Ejakate. His record, Kukum Stories of last year, has been nominated for Best Aboriginal Album. So we'll play a track from that record called... the album's Now and Then, and the song is called Kukum Stories, K-O-K-U-M-S. That artist in the middle there, Noella Charles, she is an alternative soul singer based in Edmonton. And I believe that she has roots in Kenya. So she's actually Canadian, Swiss, and Kenyan. So very and quality songwriter. So let's start out with New Swears from Ottawa, Noella Charles, and Trent Ejakate, both from Edmonton.
Great show. Let's get this gear out of here.
Hey, I just gotta take a piss over here, man.
Okay, we'll see you at the van there.
Oh, I'll pull that hammer out, yeah. Hey, man, that was so much fun. Big rock gig, you know.
I don't even know how to play.
Oh, yeah, you were very cool, man. I'm cool, too.
I don't know anything.
Hey, man, I got this big drum here. I got three fingers.
Shut up, man. You're always talking.
How about we jump in the van? Get right in there, and then we'll ride out of here, you know? Get in. That's power of love, baby. Here we go.
Is this thing on? I'm going to go interview a band over here. New Swears. Oh, there they are now. Let's go get them.
Oh, slippery little boy.
Ah, shit. It's the press. Play cool, man. Hey, are you guys a music playing band? I wanted to get to know you a little
Hey,
bit.
Get out of here. We got personal space. Get the camera out of my face. Get out of here, you motherfucker. No. All right, let's go.
I'm Well, I used to see my mother doing a lot of bead work, and used to, my dad used to dance powwow, and she had to make all those things, you know, like, you know, you see lots of beads on the shirts and or their moccasins or on their pants, they're like that. She had to do all that, you know.
I remember Kokum's stories, all the time she spent with me. The smell of bannock in the oven, the kettle whistling for her tea. Laugh and talk for hours, I'd hang on every word. I remember Kokum's stories and how they shaped my world. I was only 10 years old. Kokum moved to town. Mom and Dad were going back to school. They were college bound. Every day at lunchtime, most days after school, she took me to a simpler time with stories from her youth. The window to the past, she made me proud of who I am. This world gets moving fast. My mind drifts back there again. All the strength I it's in a memory. I remember Kokum's story.
We mostly talked through the way home, you know.
I remember Kokum's story.
That's how my grandmother used to call them.
I remember Kokum's story.
Next time you have everything written on a piece of paper, what do you want to ask me? So you've got memorized it.
Okay. Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
All right, you're back on Stranded. Again, our blog is ozstrandedradio.com. We have an email address there, so feel free to email me if you're a Canadian, Australian, or Kiwi musician and you'd like your tunes played. I'd love to hear from you. At the top of the set, we heard a band from Ottawa, a band we haven't played on the show before. I've just discovered them. They're called New Swears. The track was called Bon Voyage from their record Night Mirror. And then two artists from Edmonton, Alberta, Noella Charles, a soul singer with the track Danger from her record Distant Danger, and Trent Ejakake with Kukum Stories from the record Now and Then. And both artists have been nominated for the Edmonton Music Awards for this year. So fantastic stuff there. Jim Bryson has a new single out. Jim Bryson is a well-respected artist and a recording producer as well, record producer, and based in Ontario. Better on Drugs is his single that he's just released on Bandcamp. And then Ray Spoon, who's no stranger to this show. We've played a lot of her music. Her latest record is called Ray Spoon with Jesus and His Judgmental Father. That's the backing band. And we'll play the single from that album by the same title. The single is called Do Whatever the Fuck You Want. And then we'll finish up with Wild Kind out of Vancouver with the lead-off track from the West End's record that they just put out called Best Friend's Dad. So here we go. More Canadian music, starting out with Jim Bryson, then Ray Spoon, and Wild Kind. And that'll be it for the show. We'll be out of time. So thanks so much for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show.
fuck you want.
Chris Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, and the Skakuya, to lead in for Musqueam, must stay out.